The Veterans Affairs Department recently released numbers from its National Suicide Data Report. While it showed an overall decrease, there was an increase in the number of suicides by young veterans between 18 and 34. In hopes of spreading more information about veteran suicide and ways people can help, VA is launching the Be There campaign. To learn more, Federal News Radio's Eric White talked with Dr. Keita Franklin. She's the Executive Director of Suicide Prevention at the Veterans Affairs Department.
We are kicking off a new campaign, Be There for Veterans. And the purpose of this campaign is to just rally the nation around veterans, around being supportive and literally just being there for veterans. You know, we in the VA are doing everything we can to prevent suicide, but we also recognize we can't do it alone. And so we need partners.
And so what is specific about the Be There campaign that will help in addressing the number of veteran suicides?
The campaign is focused on increasing awareness about the warning signs of suicide risk. So we want people to know what those warning signs are and what they can do about it.
And what are those warning signs that you would like people to know about?
Yes, when veterans are not acting like themselves, and so perhaps they're withdrawn from friends or family, they're quick to anger, perhaps they're engaging in high-risky behavior. There are a number of them. We want people to take action. We want them to be there in a supportive way, but also know that our Veteran Crisis Line is available as well, which is 1-800-273-8255, and then you press 1 for veteran. That crisis line has trained clinicians that are available 24 hours a day to support veterans in need.
Dr. Keita Franklin is Executive Director of Suicide Prevention at the Veterans Affairs Department. Can I get your reaction to the recent National Suicide Data Report from the VA that showed numbers were down overall, but the age group for 18 to 34 showed slightly elevated levels? Do you hope that the Be There campaign will help bring those numbers down a little bit?
Yes, we released a data report to make sure people knew. We want to be very transparent with our data because we think when people know that certain populations are at risk, they might be able to do something about it at their level as well. In terms of 18 to 34-year-olds, we are concerned. This is a group that might have more recently left the military. So we are concerned with the implications of serving and making sure that they're transitioning well from their role as a service member to their new mission in life as a civilian.
On a personal level, what is it, when somebody has a veteran who's a friend or a family member, what can they do to sort of make sure that they're known that they have support and that they are not alone in this?
So it's very simple acts. It's not complex at all. There are easy things you can do, everything from sending a text to somebody to letting them know that you care, to a phone call, to taking them out for coffee. They're just everyday simple acts matter over the course of time.
I'd like to shift gears a little bit to you and what your experience has been speaking with veterans who are dealing with any sort of mental crises and whatnot. What is your background and where did you come from?
I am in this role as a director of the VA program, but I came actually from the DOD. So I've been associated with the military my entire career, over 25 years. And I've just over time recognized how complex suicide is. You know, it's never one reason. It's often up to 20 reasons when people are at risk. And we study the fatality reports after the fact. We learn so much about their lives, and we learn that it's preventable. That's one of the most important things. It's complex, but it's absolutely something that we can do to prevent.
What other than that it is preventable, is there anything that you learned personally that you did not know before when you got into this role?
I think one of the most important things is just to know to ask the question. So I think people are nervous starting a conversation about mental health, and that's something we have to change in our society and in the nation. Like, there should not be this big stigma when it comes to accessing mental health care. It's no different than physical health care. And people are quick to go to the hospital if they have a broken arm, but they hesitate to go in if they're just not feeling right. So starting the conversation, I think, is one of the most important things. And then asking the question. I mean, people are so nervous or afraid to ask people, but it's literally the most important thing you can do is to ask somebody who is struggling, are you thinking of ending your life by suicide? Because you won't know unless you ask.
And what is for veterans, that's what we hear a lot, is that they're a little bit hesitant to ask for help in the mental health arena. What is it about the veterans, is it just everybody in general or are veterans a little bit more guarded?
You know, I would probably offer they are more guarded. I think some of that comes from their training over time. In some cases, they've served 4 years, 20 years, and they've just stuffed their emotions over time and were ready to prepare for the battlefield. And now we're asking them to be emotional and to talk about how they're feeling. And it can just be a difficult transition.
I'm going to ask you to plug the Be There campaign one more time, just so we make sure that folks know where they can go for more information or for help if they are a veteran in need.
Thank you. It's betherefore.veterans.com. That's your website where you'll get a number of resources that can be applied locally to help veterans during their time of need.
Dr. Keita Franklin is Executive Director of Suicide Prevention at the Veterans Affairs Department's Office of Mental Health and Suicide Prevention, talking there with Federal News Radio's Eric White. You can find this interview and more information on our website, federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive. And once again, veterans in crisis can call the VA's crisis line at 800-273-8255 or text 838-255.